Gaming Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.
Controlling transmission.
Divided by a thousand miles of barren wasteland, two men mysteriously linked by alien technology on a podcasting mission to boldly deliver video game news and views directly to your brain. This is Gaming Uncensored. Now, your Gaming Uncensored guides, the dynamic duo, the video game gurus, a man on wheels, and a Yeti with a modem, Jamie and Tommy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? My name is Jamie Jordan, and this is a regular edition of Gaming Uncensored, and I say regular because it's been less than a week since we've been on the air. Holy crap!
Look at that.
Thank you, Feels.com. Thank you, Feels. And of course, Tommy's sitting over there. What's up, man?
Not much, dude. Just happy to be here. Like being here not 2 weeks later, less than a week later. So,
It's freaking fantastic. Thank you, Feels.com. Please come back to us in 2022. Please, because we really like having you guys.
Yes.
We really do.
For sure.
And it keeps us in a good mood and keeps the show up on the air on a regular basis, which I thoroughly enjoy.
Yes.
And I think several other people are enjoying it as well. Because I had to tell you that I've been worried about some of our regulars. I hadn't heard from Duff in about 6 months. And Duff has a very serious job.
He does.
So when you don't hear from Duff for a while, you start to wonder. But I finally heard from Duff. Duff has been extremely busy. He's been so busy that he's about to take a month vacation in Greece.
Nice.
Of all places. If I didn't hate him before, I really hate his ass now.
I mean, dude already lives in Hawaii, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he texts me just to rub my face in it. And then for me to just to make sure that I feel bad about talking trash about him, he sends me a picture of a kid and taking care of some kids dealing with coronavirus stuff. And I can't say anything. Like, dude's taking care of kids.
Yeah.
Like, there's no response to that.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to Greece. And if you hate me, here's a picture of what I've been doing. That's fantastic.
Yep.
So I'm glad to know he's okay. I've heard from Spider, and I've heard from several other people. And so people are listening and paying attention. And that reminds me, since it's the beginning of the show and you're about to name the Patreon guys, we need to have a round table.
We do. It's been a long time.
Yes.
We definitely need to do that. By the way, those Patreon guys are Cabbage Jose, Narc Duff, Josh Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavash, Chad, Zeke, Chris, Brigham, Sam, and Andrew. Thank you all for your support, like Jamie was saying. We love hearing from you guys. Some of y'all in more constant contact than others. We just want to know how you're doing. You know, if you haven't talked to us for a while, reach out. Let us know how you're doing.
We need to hear from Cabbage. We need to make sure that Cabbage is not dead. Because
I see him post on Twitter all the time, and so okay, that's good. A good sign. Every once in a while, something gaming related. I feel like Cabbage has gone all the way to like the film buff thing. He's just always about movies at this point. Not a whole lot about games. once in a while, but
so basically what you're saying is Cabbage doesn't love us anymore and we really need to start a movie podcast.
Yeah, I think that would do it.
Yeah. Okay. We can do that.
Sure, why not?
Somebody give us money and we'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know those guys are still out there, and I'm glad that we have a that we have a tight enough community. I was in another meeting earlier, and I met a guy from Germany, and I said to him, "We have a podcast, and we know several people in Germany and in Europe." And he was like, "Wow, I didn't know those people." And I was like, "We have podcasts." Yeah. And he was like, "Cool, I'll look it up." So we probably got a new guy listening going, "What is this?" So I'm interested to hear about that. He may pop into my regular meeting next week and go, "So I listened and it was a little weird."
Yeah.
That
would be the hope, really. I mean, if we can weird you out, we've done our job. So
yeah, that's pretty much all we're about. I love how we're looking. I mean, basically right now, if you're watching us on video, you're looking at two hobos. That's kind of what we both got going on. Yeah. And I make no apologies.
No, like, not at all. This is solidly my look. I am all in.
it's winter. This is what you're supposed to look like winter.
By the way, if you would like to see our lovely smiling faces, you can support us on Patreon. Go by gaminguncensored.com, click that Become a Patron link, and you get the video version of the show. For better or for worse. Again, if that's your thing, great. I totally understand if you have no desire to see our face. We'd still love your support on Patreon. You don't have to watch it. You can still listen to the podcast.
Right. Absolutely. I actually think the show is better if you don't watch us.
I would assume, but
if we could just get an hour or so a video of your kid,
yes,
while we talk, that would be more entertaining than this.
That definitely would be.
Yeah,
it would consist of chasing her constantly because she is constantly on the move at this point. So.
Yeah. I will give her credit. She seems to like the camera.
She does like the camera.
Yeah.
She's not shy there. So anyway, we are a gaming podcast. We got some gaming news to talk about. So real quick, we'll see how much we get to today. A lot of today's show, if you follow along with the show notes over at the website, gaminguncensored.com, some of this will be familiar because there's a lot of stuff we didn't get to last week because we talked about the Game Awards the whole time. And so we've got a few topics from last week, including Ubisoft NFTs I brought back because we have another NFT story because that's just not going away. We'll get into that. We also have Sony's potential Game Pass rival and a couple of games making a comeback, a remake of one that I know that you'll be excited about. We'll or maybe be excited about what game you love. We'll see if you're excited about the potential of a remake of it. And this one, if we don't get to it, I'll go ahead and tease it here. Square Enix pulling a game because it was too popular, because demand was too high. They had to actually shut it down for a little bit.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. Good on
Guardians. Hello.
Not Guardians.
Bullet? Okay.
No. Is Final Fantasy, believe it or not.
Wow.
They released a new expansion for Final Fantasy 14, right? The online Final Fantasy game, and blew up their servers, apparently. So they had to pull it just to like make sure that their servers weren't overly congested, which is a good problem to have, I suppose. So good on them.
On the list of things that we really need to do when we retire, I think Final Fantasy Online is one of those, because apparently that's a really big deal and we've never really been involved.
No, and it's apparently great. Like, just people that I hear talk about it have nothing but super positive things to say about it. I feel like we're like past the era of the MMO. Like, obviously World of Warcraft was king of that era, but there were a handful of MMOs, and some of which did fairly well alongside World of Warcraft, which was by far the dominant one. But like Final Fantasy 14 being this MMO that's gone on for a while now, especially with its horrible, miserable botched launch, and then it's come back and is now this apparently really, really great MMO. Yeah, it's one every time I see something pop up about it, I'm like, I wish I had time for that. I can't get into an MMO because, like, an MMO just owns your life, you know? Like, you can't play anything else hardly. But, man, I really want to play it because it sounds really great.
And I will take this opportunity to say that if you would like to see a lot more of us and give us a reason not to do anything but play games, we need sponsors. We need people to give us money. We will do this thing full time, but I got to pay that guy to do this full time.
Yeah.
But we'll do it. Somebody just throw money at us and we'll do it because I really like playing video games and he really likes playing video games. And if we got to do this all the time, I think we would be happy for the rest of our lives. So we'll just add Final Fantasy 14 to the list of stuff that we have
very,
to play eventually.
Very long list, but yes. Yes. Definitely on the list. So.
Very long list.
Speaking of playing video games, I'm curious, have you played any video games?
I should have this week. I should have finished Telltale Batman, which I did not. And this is where I'm going to talk about the Evil Empire, because we used to talk about EA as the Evil Empire a lot when the show started.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm back to the Evil Empire. because I told you people 2 weeks ago that I got rid of my EA Play thing because it's now available on Game Pass. And we talk about on the show that to make it work on Game Pass, you have to download another app. Well, apparently they don't have their crap together because the other app and Origin do not play well together. And you would think, okay, this is really simple. I will just uninstall Origin and everything will work out fine, right? So when I did that, it broke my Steam install of Mass Effect Andromeda, right? So if you can imagine this, I reinstalled Origin and Mass Effect Andromeda is like, nope, not launching. Nope, just not going to happen. Like it just, first of all, apparently any Steam install that you have requires Origin, and they haven't updated it to the EA desktop app because it's in beta. If there's a way to send everything to the EA desktop app, I would like to know because I don't need two apps.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you own an EA game on Steam, you cannot uninstall Origin, or you will spend the next 8 hours of your life trying to get things to work again, because it just doesn't. So before I wrap this rant up, EA, we love you. You've been good the last couple years, but man, this stuff's got to stop, because they're not even together enough to understand that I have the EA desktop app installed, and so Origin should not bug me about the fact that my EA Play subscription has been discontinued, because you should be smart enough to know that I'm getting EA Play through the EA desktop app. However, you're not. Yeah. So essentially, EA, if you're going to do this, why don't you get your crap together? Because it's really starting to piss me off.
Fair. Also, counterpoint. Well, not counterpoint. But just to point out the fact that EA once being the Evil Empire, like, there's just such crappier companies now, you know?
Yes,
like,
there are. There
like,
are.
EA hasn't, like, drastically improved from when we were calling them the Evil Empire, right, 10 or 15 years ago. It's just everybody else sucks too now, and so EA looks better by comparison, which I guess is moving the right direction if you're EA. Like, whatever. Just
so I have to ask, I have to ask, since we're talking about this, and I bet I know what your answer is, but I'm going to ask anyway. Since you have moved to Game Pass, have you had any problems at all with EA games that you own?
The thing is, I'm trying to think. I just don't own. I don't own any recent EA games on PC. Anything EA on PC that I've played recently has been via Origin and now Game Pass.
Right.
And so I haven't had any issues with it because I don't have any games to have an issue with. I did when I first installed the EA desktop app to work with Game Pass. I had all kinds of issues just getting it to work together.
Right.
There was errors and just a mess. And it was, we talked about it on the show. You don't have to rehash that now, but it wasn't as user-friendly as it should be. And Game Pass just on the PC hasn't ever been as user-friendly as it should be. Like, it just still is buggy and weird at times. Not terrible. I've been playing a game on Game Pass all week, and so it's not like it's awful by any means. But
it works, but it needs to do better than work. I mean, like,
yes, if you've got Microsoft behind you putting this thing out, like I expect it to work better. You know, I'm so spoiled. We were talking before we fired up the mics about working on Apple products, and I'm just so spoiled by Apple products and how user-friendly is not necessarily the word I'm looking for, but in a lot of ways it is. Like, even their complex, deep professional apps, one of which I teach all the time, Logic Studio, incredibly powerful application, and yet is still incredibly user-friendly too. Like, it's not hard to learn how to operate, first of all, and it's not buggy. You just rarely run into issues with it. I work with all kinds of other pro applications that are all way buggier. And then I've just been working a lot on Final Cut Pro recently. Just same thing. Just works. Just does what it's supposed to do. And then I go to something on Windows, and it's just brutal because I'm so spoiled by these apps that work like they should. And you just don't have to, like, Google, like, why am I getting this error message? Which I just have to do all the time on PC. And it's all fixable. Every single time it's something, I'm like, oh, okay, I could do that. You know, it's not like it's technically hard to get around. But I just don't want to have to spend my time figuring out why this game won't launch, which is a problem I have in Game Pass way more often than I should. That ends up being something really simple. Like, sometimes it's an update, but it's an update that you can't get from the game page on Game Pass. You have to go get this update on a different page, or, you know, download it online, whatever. And I'm just like, why? Why isn't this just, like, either auto update or just give me a option? You know, like, I hit play, there's an update available. Thank you. As opposed to, like, getting in the game and it crashing or not working or whatever. Like, that's just, that's easy stuff in my head. Whatever.
Well, and the thing is, we sound like Apple homers, and it's funny that we bring this up. We are Apple homers because if you use an Apple product, and I was talking to somebody about this, Chrome, whether you like it or not, does funky stuff on Windows. Like, if you have a webcam installed and another mic installed, Chrome on Windows will try and use them both. And when you're working in web browser 3D world, which I am, and you're trying to get voice to work, Chrome on Windows is like, I want to use this mic. And I'm like, no, I want you to use this mic. But on that, you tell the Mac what mic you want to use, and that's it.
Yep.
It just works. And I, for a guy that has grown up on PC his entire life, the entire Mac existence just works. And I wish that other companies, including Microsoft, would stop stealing all of the superficial stuff from Apple and actually build an OS that works like an Apple OS. Like, Windows 11 looks like an Apple OS. It's not an Apple OS, but it looks like one. So why don't you just build something on Unix or it's BSD at this point. But for crying out loud, the reason they haven't done anything with OS X at this point is because it works.
Yeah.
People keep asking, why don't they move? And the answer is because they don't have to. I like, seriously, we sound like Apple homers, but if if you are a person that just wants stuff to work, it works on the Apple. It just does.
And that's why it's a premium, right? Like, that's why it costs more, is because it works. It's just a lot easier to deal with. And I understand why people pay a premium price for that, you know, and I, you know, deal with people all the time that are, you know, very anti-Apple because of that, because it's expensive. And I get that totally. And sure, just about anything you need to do, you can do it on a PC just the same. But man, if you don't want to fight it all the time, it just makes the difference in the world.
The only thing that I have to fight on the Mac, and this is Logitech's fault, it's not Apple's fault. The only reason I'm doing this show on the PC right now is because my webcam doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Let me caveat, we're a gaming show. The other thing that doesn't work nearly as well on an Apple is gaming. That's why we both still have PCs and use our PCs on a very regular basis, because it still is much better for gaming for tons of other reasons we could get into right now. But that's still true. But any kind of pro application, Mac or die for me at this point. So, let me mention just really quick, though, because I tease it in there. I have been playing Halo. Haven't gotten nearly as much time into Halo as I would like, but the campaign is on Game Pass, and so I'm going to play it. You know, like, it's just an obvious thing at this point. And it's really pretty good so far. I'm 2 or 3 hours in or something like that, probably, at this point. Haven't, like I said, spent as much time as I would like with busyness of everything else going on. But it's there, and it runs really well. And it is really pretty. Of course, you know, we saw it last year. It was supposed to be a launch game. They pushed it back a year. And all this stuff that we talked about with the visuals that we saw in that Series X event a year plus ago at this point that just were underwhelming. They used that year well. The game looks really good. It's not the prettiest game on the market. I'm also not running it on the most powerful PC on the market. And so it could look better. But it runs great on my PC, which was a pleasant surprise, because again, my PC is fairly underpowered at this point. And Halo runs well and looks great. If I had to put everything at the bare minimum and it ran well, I would understand that. But the fact that I can run it at pretty high settings and have it looking great on my PC makes me very happy. Again, is a testament to the fact that it's not, you know, pushing the boundaries of tech. But that doesn't matter. If you have good design and good environments and all that stuff, which it does, you can get away with not having to push tech to its limits. And right now, we had mentioned supply chain issues. Right now, with all the supply chain issues, it's hard to upgrade. And so I'm happy that there are games that are super high quality that aren't going to require you to go out and buy a new graphics card or a new chip or whatever, because those things are really hard to get a hold of right now.
They are really hard to get a hold of. And if you don't do this on a regular basis, like, I didn't realize until Spider just told me, he sent me a text last week and he was like, I just got picked in the lottery on Newegg to pick up a 3070. Should I do that? And I didn't ask him what the price was. And I was like, bro, you're not going to update this PC for 10 years. I think that it would be okay for you to pick up this card. And then he told me how much it costs, and I was like, no. because literally it was like it was that card with a motherboard.
Yeah.
It was a combo, and they wanted $1,350 for a 3070. We ain't talking about a 3080 or a 3090. Yeah. They wanted $1,350. Yeah. And I was like, nah, just put an ATI card in it and swap it out. Yeah. Like, that's like, and he laughed because, like, we're on text and I can, like, hear him laughing because he's like, I've known you for 7 years and this is the first time ever that you've, like, had a governor. Like, this is the first time where I'm telling you something and you're like, no, that's stupid. Don't do that. So apparently I do have some. Seriously, folks, when we tell you that we're the cheapest man on the face of the planet, we really are. Like, yeah. I'm not spending that for a graphics card.
No, that's nuts. But that's the state of the world right now. Like, yeah, you just aren't going to get stuff. And so it's nice to have options. It's good to have a game that runs well. And like I said, it plays like Halo. It is what it, exactly like. I haven't played the last couple of iterations of Halo. I played a little bit of Halo 4. I never touched Halo 5. Halo 4 didn't capture me at all. I don't remember how far I got into it, but not far. And there's been this kind of stigma of 343 not being able to do a Halo game, you know? And so the fact that they've executed one that really feels like Halo, that's fun. Story, this is, let me, on maybe a couple of controversial takes I'll have today, let me give one really quick. I don't think it's very controversial, but we'll see. But Halo, like, story in Halo, like, a lot of people complained about how, like, 4 and 5, the story was really convoluted and all that kind of stuff, and fine, whatever. I just don't really care about the story in Halo. Like, I mean, a little bit. I want it to motivate me to keep playing enough. You know, I want to care why I'm going after, you know, these enemies and this boss or whatever, at least on some level. But Halo, like we talked about with Metroid, is a gameplay game. Halo is fun because of how it plays. It's not fun because it has this great story. I really want the game to play well. And as somebody who's been away from Halo for a little while, but has very, very fond memories of course, the original game, and 2 and 3 were great as well. It feels reminiscent to me. You know, I'm familiar with the weapons. I'm immediately feeling at home with it, but there are some, you know, kind of already new weapons that I haven't played with before that had been introduced in past couple. There's also the grappling hook thing now, which I don't know if that existed in 4 or 5.
No, that's new, I think.
It's really, really fun. they like did the same thing with Doom, you know, that you could shoot like the grappling hook and pull yourself to an enemy. Like, you could either, you know, use it to navigate the environment. So there's the kind of platforming stuff that you use it for, which is nice and makes it fun, interesting, different way to get around the environment. But the fact that you could just like latch onto an enemy and pull yourself to them and then just bust them in the head with a melee hit, you know, like is really rewarding and fun. And has gotten me out of jams already several times. Like it's just a different, you know, fun little gameplay thing. So it's not all traditional Halo. Like it has these new gameplay elements to it. But I can still pick up a needler and just empty a clip into a grunt and watch them explode. You know, like there's something really fun and rewarding about that. And so it's a really good balance of new, interesting gameplay things, but mostly being nostalgic. The environment, it's just gorgeous and everything else. And character models look good. That was, you know, obviously with that first bit of gameplay we saw where things did not look next gen. This looks like it's next gen, and I can only imagine how much better it looks running on a Series X or a higher end PC than what I've got at this point. But yeah,
I go pick it
up, especially if you have Game Pass, because it's just sitting there waiting for you.
I have to mention that I didn't mention this last week, but I know that it's Christmas time, and it is now officially Christmas time in my mind because I had to go to the mall last week. Of all the places to go, which that's the exact response.
There are not many places on this earth that are more of a personal hell to me than the mall.
See, that's why I love you, man, because that was my exact response when I figured out that I had to go in there to get a gift card of all things. But while I was in there, believe it or not, I decided to do a little personal research for this show, and I walked into Game Pass, into GameStop. And, you know, GameStop is still GameStop, and it's awesome and whatever. And I talked to a guy in there who I believe is the manager who goes by the name of Austin. Austin's a really cool guy. And I asked him, I said, I got two questions for you. I said, have you ever seen a Series X in here? And he said, no, sir, we're not. Microsoft has told us we're not getting any this year. And like, as in 2022, like, we're not getting a Series X in 2022. I said, what about the PS5? And he goes, one of the stores across town had some over Thanksgiving and they were gone, right? Like, they're just not there. And so if you think about that, these consoles, especially the Series X, are coming up on, what, 3 years? 2 years?
No, they all released just a year ago.
Okay, so...
just so over,
a year
yeah.
ago. And
Series
and
X was November, PlayStation 5 was early December, I think, but they were within right, like 2 weeks of each other.
Right, so, but the point that Austin was making was they released last year, like you just yeah. said, and they're not getting any this year,
yeah.
and so these things are going to be out, both the Series X and Series S and the PS5, both these things are going to have been out for 2 years before most people can find them.
Yeah. Yeah, I walked through Target recently and was walking by the electronics section, and there was a box of a Series X sitting there, and I was like, oh my goodness, like, I am going to run and buy that right now, you know, like,
right.
I'll find the money or whatever. And it was the refrigerator, the Series X refrigerator that they had, the mini fridge sitting there in a box. And I was like, that makes a lot more sense. But yeah, it was, you know, just that instantaneous moment of like, I found the Holy Grail. Here's one just sitting in the wild kind of thing. Yeah, you're not going to see them. They just don't exist in that way. And yeah, a year ago, I was, you know, sitting on every website that was like tracking stock inventory and couldn't pick up one, and eventually, you know, stumbled into getting a PS5, which we're very grateful for. There's people still that have been looking for a year that still don't have one, and it's weird and nuts and whatever. And it's also just changing the landscape of gaming, you know, like if people want to adopt a new console generation and can't, developers aren't developing solely for that console generation. You know, like, there's just no reason to if your install base is not going to be high enough to justify the cost of putting out an exclusive game on that current gen. And so that's why we're still seeing everything coming out on PS4 or the Xbox One or whatever, because you just, yeah, it's wild. So,
well, and I have a controller, so if I can find an Xbox, I want to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the graphics card issue. I'm not going to pay $1,000 for it, but if I can
right.
find one, yeah, I'll buy one.
For sure.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
No, not anytime soon. Not until well after Christmas, for sure. That's if anybody stumbles into one of these things in the next week or two, good job. Because, yeah, it's going to be highly competitive. So that said, we do need to get to the news. But before that, we are, of course, brought to you by Feels.com. Feels.com is your source for premium CBD products, the tincture and the mints. We use both. We love both. CBD oil is great. Just quick recap here. It's that little thing that just helps you feel better. It's right there in the name. Helps you sleep, helps with pain management. Those little things, especially as we're getting older, I feel that all the time.
Yes.
That CBD oil just makes all the difference in the world. Helping me sleep. I cannot speak highly enough about that. We ran out yesterday. The sexy sidekick went and actually had to find like one of our little sample packs with those little tiny vials in it to get her CBD oil for the night. She was like, we're bone dry at this point. And our shipment came in the mail today, and it was like, oh, thank goodness we don't have to try to sleep tomorrow night without our CBD oil.
I love it. I love it. Hey, because it's the absolute truth. Okay. Like I did not have any last night, because I'm really, it's one of those things that I try not to take anything on an everyday basis. And Feels is not an addictive product. It's not something that I have to worry about. It's just a mental thing. I try not to take anything on a daily basis. But I gotta tell you, when you don't have it, you know you haven't had it, and
yep.
you're not going to sleep as well, and
yep.
you're not going to feel as good, and I'm looking forward to this evening and getting a little bit of my feels because I haven't had any. And it's just nice at our age, because we are getting older, to be able to sleep. Because yes, there was a couple years in there where neither one of us slept on a regular basis. And that's not a good thing. So we cannot recommend this product anymore. Feels.com/GU podcast, 50% off your first order, and then 30% after you become a member. It's fabulous. And we don't say this enough, the great thing about the membership is you don't have to order every month. If for some reason you don't use it, if for some reason you have extra and you want to skip a month, you just hit that fancy little skip button and they don't send it to your house. It's fabulous.
Or vice versa. What we ran into, you run out too soon and you go to the website, you go, please send this now. Expedite my order, please. And they'll send it to you early. And so,
yes.
It's super easy. They'll keep you stocked and shipping's fast. Comes in great packaging, like just the whole thing. We've talked about the customer service, which is fantastic. And so feels.com/GU podcast, like Jamie said, FEALS.com/GU podcast, get 50% off that first order and stock up. Take advantage of that 50% off, man. It's absolutely good stuff. So stock up, keep it ready to go. Like the mints, I've got mints. I'm good with that. So I took that off the membership, kept the tincture on the membership. There we go. I can add the mints back on when I need them later. Yeah, super easy. Yeah. Just great all the way around.
It's super easy. It's a great product. We cannot wait to have them back in 2022 because on top of all of that, we're not joking. They're literally making us do this show because we're under contract. And we told them that we would be here. So we're here. And that makes us both happy.
Yes.
Because if somebody in our family, and you and I both have people that say, hey, do you really need to do this now? No. Now we have a reason. It's like, yeah, we gotta do it. We love having Feels. They will be back in 2022, we think. But if you would like to send them an email and tell them how fabulous they are, tell them Jamie and Tommy sent you. That would help us out a ton.
For sure. Absolutely. So that said, let's get into the news. Talk a little bit about NFTs. And so briefly here, because we mentioned this before, and so we won't go too deep into this, but Ubisoft announced their NFT system, which is called Ubisoft Quartz, which is in beta. And then the actual items, this is a whole thing. It's such a mess. Everything NFT related just gets super convoluted. The actual items are called digits. So the system is Quartz. The items are digits, which is awful as the name goes, but whatever.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Your digits are your in-game items, whatever it is. What they describe them as playable in-game unique items, collectible, unique digital collectibles, specific there. The Ghost Recon is the first place they're starting with this. You can get the one they show off in the video is like a helmet. They talk about how these are truly unique items that they only release a limited number of each item, and each item has a serial number which displays prominently on the item. So say you get this helmet, like right across the forehead, it tells you your serial number. So like when you go up to like bash a dude in the face, you can see his serial number for his unique NFT helmet that he has, or while he bashes you in the face, however it goes. That's the way that it makes it unique to you. It will be tied to your name, your account, whatever it is. You can then, of course, sell those, buy different ones, whatever, the whole kind of NFT economy thing that goes around with that. We've kind of talked about our opinions of it, and so it is what it is at this point. Totally makes sense that Ubisoft, of all the companies, is the one that's like, yeah, let's do that. It feels like a trend that'll probably go away pretty quickly, but who knows? So that's Ubisoft. Ubisoft is officially doing it, yeah, I get no surprise there. Go ahead before I get into the next story, because the next story gets more interesting around it.
I don't understand. I don't. And there are smarter people than us who are working on these marketing teams that understand how the company is going to make money. But just from the legal aspect of this alone, of these companies trying to do this, it seems like a total and complete nightmare. Yeah. I don't get it.
Look, what we talked about with before when we discussed this was how much it just feels like the Wild West, you know, like it's just like this crazy unregulated world of whatever. And it feels just to me in a lot of ways like it's like, hey, this is the time to cash grab on this, because right now there's so little regulation on it that if you want to make a bunch of money on it, now's the time to do it. There's high risk, high reward kind of thing with that. A lot of people are going to lose a lot of money in the process as well. But some people can make some money there. Yubi also says that theirs is, I forget exactly how they say it, but low environmental impact. One of the big issues with blockchain at this point is just the amount of processing power that it takes and the environmental impact that has. And so any company that's trying to get into that world right now is going to talk about how theirs is low impact. What that means, who knows? It's marketing talk that doesn't have any kind of, you know, data behind it, but that's how they're talking about it. And so there you go. The next game that is getting into this is Stalker 2. Which isn't even out yet, coming out next year, April, I think, something like that. Stalker 2, or the company behind Stalker 2, GSC Game World, announced that Stalker 2 will utilize NFT technology. They're calling it the Stalker Metaverse. The first thing that they were going to do was auction off an item that would be a scan of your face and make you an in-game skin that's you, that you would have as an NFT that whoever won that auction would get to, you know, send them pictures of their face and they would scan you into Stalker and all that stuff, which is all well and good until a lot of people that were like, hey, I want to play your game, but now I don't because that sounds dumb. Came out of the woodworks, really, apparently, at least according to the developer here. And they, within a day, backtracked on this whole thing and put out a statement that said, okay, never mind. We hear you. We are not going to do anything NFT related in Stalker 2. And so went from, hey, we're auctioning off a chance for you to make an NFT of your face to saying, hey, we're not doing anything NFT related at all with this game within less than 24 hours. Pretty quick turnaround there.
I'm learning, because I'm using it for some other stuff, but I'm learning that Reddit is a very powerful tool. And there's a lot of really loud people on Reddit.
Yes.
There's more people on it than I think that we realize, but the ones that have been there forever and are loud, their voices carry weight, and that's a huge deal. And I'm glad to see that GSC Game World is paying attention, because when you said that, my first thought was, okay, yeah, they're smallish. Stalker is not a huge game. It's not a huge universe, although it's getting bigger all the time. I could see a smaller company doing this, trying to generate money. And I wasn't totally against it. And I even feel better now that they're like, okay, yeah, this sounds like a dumb idea. Let's not do that. Because that's not something that we have a lot in gaming right now.
Yes.
From anybody. Yeah. And so I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head as far as I'm concerned with this whole story, especially looking at Yubi versus GSC Game World and their approaches on it. A lot of people say, I'm not playing Ghost Recon because of NFTs. Yubi's like, okay, whatever. We've got lots of people that are going to play it. If you're putting out Stalker 2 and a lot of people say, hey, we're not going to play your game, you go, oh, crap. Like, we need you to play our game. We don't really have a big enough user base to kind of play around with that. And so, yeah, with enough pushback, whatever money they were looking to kind of try to cash in on this, the risk reward side of this NFT thing won out, right? Like the say, okay, well, we're risking alienating a lot of our fans that want to play this game by doing this thing that they think is dumb. And we're probably not going to make enough money to justify that off of this thing that might end up being dumb. So let's not do that. Yubi doesn't have to worry about that. And Yubi's going to do all kinds of... Yubi's doing a crossover event between Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Valhalla with Oh, I can't remember her name. What's the player character from Odyssey meeting the player character from Valhalla? And it's just like, what are we even doing here? You know, like Cassandra. That's her name from Odyssey. You know, like... Oh, well, good. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is great. Valhalla, by all accounts, is great. It's, again, one of those games I just don't have time to play. I never had time to finish Odyssey, which I would have, and I love that game. But Ubisoft just does dumb stuff like that. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. But whatever, cool. You crossover event with characters that, you know, theoretically, you know, in the Assassin's Creed world lived, you know, several thousand years apart from each other or whatever it is. Crossover event. Cool. Whatever. It's just one of those things that, like, Yubi does, and everybody kind of goes, okay, that's what Yubi does, and whatever. If you're not Yubi, or if you're not EA, or if you're not Activision, you probably aren't going to do those things and pull it off. And even if you are those companies, there's going to come a point. Like, we were talking about this earlier with EA used to being the evil empire and really isn't in our heads nearly as much anymore, just because there's so many other companies that are, you know, Blizzard used to be that company that we talked about. Why can't other companies be like Blizzard? Blizzard does such good things for its fans, but Blizzard puts out such good games, on and on and on. We don't talk about Blizzard that way anymore. You know, like, not just because they're a part of Activision, but that's a significant portion of it.
Since we're on that, that's a really good point. You know who else we don't talk about anymore? Epic.
Yeah.
I like they have their holiday sale going on right now, and they're doing the thing where they do a free game every day for like 15 days.
Yeah.
I got Shenmue 3 nice. Yesterday for free, just like here. And just to look, I went and looked at my library to see how many free games that I actually had, and man, that library is massive. And I'm sure that they're still doing some stuff that if we really looked, we probably wouldn't like. But Epic has figured out, you want to make people happy, you just give them stuff. Yeah. And on top of giving these free games away, they have the $10 coupons again. So
yes,
if I go buy Red Dead or something, like Red Dead is $30, and with a $10 coupon, I can get Red Dead for $20. I'm not going to do that because it's going to be cheaper at some point. That's something that is that they're doing, that they figured out about gamers in general. Hello, my dear. I love your bow.
Can you say hi? Now that you can hear him, you're not going to say anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is the only person on the planet that can completely derail this show, and we do not care.
Oh, yeah, she's the only person who can derail the show.
I love it. It's fabulous. She shows up and the whole thing.
Loud enough you can hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I was just going to make sure that the listeners know that you can derail the show. Tommy can derail the show. Literally everyone can derail the show. It takes no effort to derail the show.
Okay,
just getting roasted over here.
You have a valid point. You are correct. You are correct. Yes.
Well, I can't help you with that right now.
She. All I'm saying is she can derail it, and we don't care. One of us might care if one of the other of us derailed the show. I don't care if she derailed the show.
I don't know how many years have y'all been doing.
Way too long, probably. Way too long.
I think y'all are okay with each other derailing the show. I'm
playing hide and seek. You're playing hide and seek.
Oh, that's what we're doing with Dad's arm. We're playing hide and seek.
Yeah, she likes the camera.
You it's are fun in, seeing yourself, huh?
You are entirely too cute. Why you gotta be so cute?
Why you gotta be so cute? You okay?
You are so cute.
All right, go get something to eat.
And she's
all right. Okay. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Good times. Oh, she's not gone yet.
The family portion of Gaming on Central, yes.
That's what all right. This I is. See you in just a little bit, okay? We'll be done in just a little bit. See you in a bit. Nope, now we have cats. All right. Anyway. I have no clue what we were talking about at this point.
Epic. We were talking about Epic.
Yeah, and free games and how great free games are.
Right. I mean, like, that's my thing. They're probably still doing some shady stuff that we don't know about, but it doesn't give us really free games. Matter, you know? Like, I mean, the $10 coupon is such a stupid thing, but if I want to go get Red Dead for $20 right now, I can do that.
Yeah.
And the only reason I don't is because if I wait 6 months, they'll probably give it to me for free. Probably. So,
yeah. For sure. Which is nothing wrong with that. So, it's good to be into good graces of gamers. It is as Activision right now. Probably not that great, though. They're still selling Call of Duty. You know, like there's some things that just doesn't matter. So, kind of related on a similar note, let's talk about PlayStation and their plans on a new service to try to take on Game Pass. And so we've already talked about Game Pass. We've seen the praises of Game Pass all times, so even with its flaws, which they do exist. It is an amazing service. If you've got a PC or an Xbox, it's a must-have service at this point. I don't know how you play on either of those platforms without Game Pass. So Sony wants that too. And Sony, of course, has PlayStation Now, has PlayStation Plus. And so this new subscription service, which is currently codenamed Spartacus,
just
as far as code names go, not the worst, but kind of dumb.
Whatever. All I see in my head is Kratos screaming, "I am Spartacus." That's all I see.
For sure. That's definitely not going to be the name of it. Who knows? Probably just going to be PlayStation Now or something like that. But taking those services, rolling them into the same thing, which again is essentially what Game Pass is, with a back catalog of games that you'll have access to, both to stream and to download. The big question is, do they do the Game Pass thing and make those first party titles available day one? If they did that, that's a pretty massive deal. Rumor is right now that this will launch sometime in the spring, and so you can expect Sony to start talking about it probably just right after the holiday season gets by us early into next year. If they were going to do any kind of first party day one releases, you would think that it would correspond with Horizon. I doubt they do that. They want to capitalize on a bunch of sales of Horizon.
They definitely do. And the way that I know that is because Horizon's on everybody's radar right now. That's actually why Duff texted me, was to tell me to dust off my copy of Horizon and finish the game because you were going to be playing it in February. And at when he said that, I was literally laughing at him over text. Because I didn't have the heart to tell him, dude, Tommy hasn't finished the first game, so I'm not too worried about being done with the original in February when Forbidden West comes out. I think we got a little time.
Well, let me be clear. We're playing Forbidden West when it comes out.
Absolutely.
I will go YouTube the rest of the story for the first one, which is something I do way too often anymore. But we will be playing that game when it gets here.
Yes, absolutely.
We will be paying full price for it because they're not going to give us that one subscription service. No, they're not.
And what the thing that terrifies me about this thing and the point that I was about to make is that I don't think they can. We have talked about Sony's notorious issues with servers for a long time. And that's the thing that terrifies me about them starting a service like this. They don't have the servers. Yeah. They just don't.
Yeah, that's my big, big question with whatever Sony is doing is what infrastructure do they have to back it up? And because of that, are they going to charge out the nose for the service because they have to have those resources to make the service work? You know, like Microsoft, again, the benefit of Microsoft doing Game Pass is that Microsoft has those sources of computing that Sony just doesn't. Both of these are massive corporations that do tons of things. But the things that Microsoft does, the other things outside of gaming that Microsoft does, helps them a lot more in executing something like Game Pass than the other things that Sony does. You know, Sony Music Group doesn't help a lot here. Sony Music Group is great, not going to help you on a cloud gaming service or on a subscription-based service or whatever it is. And so, yeah, it is a big question of how they execute. And to be fair, they already are executing to a certain extent what we're talking about here. They're doing PlayStation Now, which works and honestly works better than Game Pass cloud streaming, whatever they call it now, xCloud, but I don't think that's the official name for it anymore. xCloud, I have not had success with. I have not been impressed with, let me put it that way. I've had success with it. It plays just fine. But it looks awful. The resolution is just terrible. And I have a gigabit connection. Like, there's no reason that should look terrible. I've played tons of Cyberpunk on NVIDIA's cloud service, and it looks fantastic. You know, like, it's not an issue with my setup. It's an issue with Game Pass delivering that stuff. It may work a whole lot better on the consoles than it does on PC. I'm assuming it does. PlayStation Now on the console works really well, at least in my experience of having played within streaming games on it. It's not perfect. It has its flaws like all the streaming services do, but it does work well. And so even in saying that Microsoft has resources to execute better, right now, the experience that I've had, again, not apples to apples because it's from PC to the console, but the experience I've had, PlayStation does it better. But PlayStation service just doesn't have nearly the reach of what Microsoft service does, and I don't know that they can get there. But if it's, obviously we're already paying for PlayStation Plus, if they're rolling this into a new service that's going to, I don't know if they're going to replace PlayStation Plus or keep a multi-tiered system or whatever, but if they're going to combine these into something that costs, you know, the same or a little bit more, of course, you know, like, it really is going to have to cost a ton of money for me not to find it worth it.
I think,
even if it's just back catalog and streaming.
I think it's going to cost a ton of money. Like, I'm not paying. I've been thinking about this because I'm now getting Game Pass and EA Play for $10 a month on the PC. If they bump it up another $5, I'm not going to be pissed because I'm now getting those two services for $15 a month, right? Like, and that's the deal with this is that it can cost a little bit more than PlayStation Plus currently does, but not a lot more because I'm not going to be playing a lot of stuff on it unless you have some sort of PC app or something. They've been releasing their games on PC, so I could theoretically see that. But I'm not going to pay them $15 a month for that kind of access unless you have a PC app or an app where you can play on other devices. I'm just not. The reason we pay for PlayStation Plus at this point is because it's dirt cheap. And yes, it doesn't matter if I ever play a game on my PlayStation. It's worth my money to have. When you're here or whatever, it's worth the money.
Yeah. Just as kind of comparison on that, talking through it, I'm looking. So all these obviously have different kind of tiers and price based off if you pay monthly or yearly or whatever it is. And so it's hard to compare them exactly. But basically right now, if you pay yearly, Game Pass Ultimate, I believe, is $15 a month. PlayStation Now and PlayStation Plus, if you pay for those yearly, are $5 a month each. And so then you are looking at $10 a month for the combination of those two services. If you added functionality and everything else, it brought up to $15 a month for, you know, this new PlayStation service. I think that's reasonable, even if it doesn't have the PC component to it. If you have a PlayStation sitting in your house, of course, if you don't have a PlayStation sitting in your house, there's no use to it. But if you have a PlayStation sitting in your house, even without day one releases, $15 a month feels pretty good. And you know those first party titles are going to get there. And so if there's a first party title that you don't want to play day one or don't have to play day one, you can wait for it. And then you're going to get, you know, God of War, whatever, because all those are now on PlayStation Now that you can get, you know, those big first party titles there anyway, already on the subscription service that they currently offer. And so it really is just consolidating marketing and bringing some earlier releases to it to justify $5 more a month or whatever seems totally feasible. Now, if they're asking you $20, $25 a month or something like that, yeah, that gets a lot more difficult. But
right, which I think from their perspective, they almost have to do, which I'm not going to pay for. It's about getting used to using something, right? Like I currently, we talk about HBO Max all the time. You have HBO Max because it's tied in with your internet. And a lot of people have it tied in with their phones or whatever. I have been on a 50% off for 6 months thing with HBO Max, and I'm using it enough that when I go back to regular price, I'm probably going to keep it because it's a good service. And that's what I think that's what Sony has to do, is they're going to have to sell people on, okay, this is what we're doing and this is why you need to pay for it. That's what they did with PlayStation Plus, and they're gonna have to do it again with this.
Yeah.
Because what you didn't bring up was the fact that you're paying $15 a month for Game Pass. You have upgraded to Ultimate, so you're paying $15 a month for Game Pass.
Yep.
You have various other streaming services.
Yes.
And now this is $15 a month. There has to be a stop point at somewhere. So what do you cut?
Yes.
To me, that one's the first one you cut.
I think right now you're probably right. Depending on the service, that's what we got to see, is what do they offer? If you're giving me Horizon day one, it's no brainer, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're giving me New God of War day one, it's if you're doing what Microsoft is doing. But the thing is that PlayStation first party stuff is more valuable than Microsoft first party stuff. Like,
yes,
not to diminish Halo or Forza or whatever, which are great that I've been able to play those day one. It's fantastic. But Microsoft doesn't have the catalog, especially as far as we're concerned, for what we're interested in that Sony does. And so that's a different thing for Sony to try to do that. I'm sorry, I'm distracted by a cat that's still in this room that is about to knock everything off my desk. So if you hear stuff come crashing down here in a second, it is this dumb cat's fault. Oh, she is about to make an appearance. She is crawling right up in front of the camera. Just about. Cats. Oh, now she's trying to lick the microphone. So, now she's standing on the computer. So if we suddenly go away, that is why. Hey, cat, come here. Going poorly. There we go.
Seriously, this is some high quality entertainment that we have.
The show has just been all over the place. So.
Like, seriously, we're just all over the place at this point.
Now I'm just petting a cat. There you go. A couple of quick things before we wrap up. Still not going to get through the show notes. We didn't have hardly anything to talk about today, and we still don't get through stuff. Splinter Cell Remake is officially happening. Ubisoft announced this. Splinter Cell Remake. Which begs the question, why aren't we getting a new Splinter Cell? But, you know, whatever. The Splinter Cell remake is still a new Splinter Cell.
is somebody calling Michael Ironside? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Because look, here's the thing. You're right. I love Splinter Cell, especially that original game. This is one of those that unless you're calling the original cast and you're doing the whole nine yards, I don't need that. Like, yeah. I don't give me new Splinter Cell with whatever voice that you want to put on as Sam. I don't need a remake of the original Splinter Cell.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, you are more of a Splinter Cell fan than I am, but I love the original game. It's just not, like, Final Fantasy VII Remake for all kinds of different reasons is something I love, was my favorite game of last year. But it does a lot different than the original game, right? Just it's a completely different experience. It's 100%. It's the same story, kind of, but not really even that, you know, like they flip it on its head. But everything else, gameplay, world, all that kind of stuff, like, has just been updated in a way that is transformationally different than the original. Splinter Cell's not going to be that, right? Like, it's just not going to be transformationally different. Like, the thing with Splinter Cell, that, and they talk about this, you can go see this video, read the article over at shownotesgamingandcensor.com, but one of the things they talk about is lighting effects and how, you know, modern technology just gives you a whole new world of lighting effects. Just such a big thing with Splinter Cell. And that's super cool. Like, I don't dismiss that at all. But give it to me in a new Splinter Cell. Don't give me the original Splinter Cell.
And you have the other thing about the lighting is, lighting is a tricky thing, because even if you have the graphics card to run the lighting, up until what, 3 months ago, you didn't have a screen a screen that is worthy, that is useful, where I can even see the lighting.
Right.
That's the thing, is it's not just the graphics card, it's the screens and everything else. That's a really bad idea. That's a really bad reason to remake something.
Yeah.
Give
me something new. And I would be all for that. A new Splinter Cell would be great. And there is a rumor that there is a new Splinter Cell in the works as well. But there's now a lot of questions. Were those rumors actually about this? Or is there truly also new Splinter Cell coming at some point, too? One other one I'll mention just really quick here. I just have this cat looking at my beard now. Noxious little cat. There was apparently supposed to be...
Do you know what this is? This is what we use for the NFT.
There you go.
This is it. This is the horse of the show that we need to put on the blockchain.
Somebody could just own this. That's worth. So good job, kitty cat.
Fantastic. We're going to make a whole lot of money. People going on the blockchain. Cats.
Bully 2 was rumored to have... supposed to have been announced, revealed during the Game Awards. Obviously, that didn't happen. The Game Awards have come and gone, and still we don't have Bully 2, but Bully 2 is almost certainly a thing. A game that I played very little of the original, but people love that original game, and so interested to see if it happens. But man, Rockstar, just if this is true, that there was something that was supposed to show up at the Game Awards and didn't show up at the Game Awards. Rockstar has just been having a hard run of executing stuff lately. Maybe it's continuing here. Still, they make really, really good games, but they're really bad at everything else around making games other than making the games. But at the end of the day, it's the thing that matters. Make a good game, we'll get past the rest of it. But they just are struggling on everything else.
I just wish that we could get like 1/10 of the money that these people make for being bad at what they do. Like, we're bad at what we do, but we don't get paid like that. No one
pays us that much for it.
Yeah. I mean, for crying out loud. That's what frustrates me. Like, okay, if there's a new game out there, if there's something I need to see, if there's something that you want me to buy, you have to nail that part of it.
Yes.
Like, especially when you're having trouble in other aspects of life.
Very publicly have not done things super well recently. Yeah.
Right. I struggle with that. The amount of people in the world in every industry that are getting paid extraordinarily amount of money to do things badly. I mean, that's there's a lot of that going on right now.
Yes.
And I'm having issues.
Yes.
I will say that there's more. I mean, there's more that goes on with making this show than any of y'all are aware of, and things that we have to deal with and things that we have to struggle with. And I'm sure it's the same way in the gaming industry. It's an easy thing to sit here and be an armchair quarterback.
Yes.
Because we don't have a clue what's going on. So I totally get that. But holy crap, guys. I mean, if they're not careful, they are going to be Blizzard sooner than later.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see that. Don't be Blizzard at this point. Be Blizzard from 20 years ago.
Yes.
One last thing I'll mention just really quick. The Switch expansion pass that has Genesis and N64 games on it. Banjo-Kazooie coming to the N64, which is cool. But bigger to me and to us because of our adoration for this game. Toe Jam and Earl is now on the Switch. Sweet. As part of the expansion pass, as well as a handful of other Genesis games, including Altered Beast and a few others in there. But Toe Jam and Earl, really the one. If you haven't ever played Toe Jam and Earl because you've been a Nintendo guy your whole life and you have a Switch, go play Toe Jam and Earl. It's just great.
Talking about this 3 weeks ago, remind me of that price. Forgotten.
$50 a year for the whole thing, right? Okay, for the expansion pass and the Switch Online. I think it's $20 a year for the base package. It's $30 more for the expansion pack, if I'm remembering correctly. So $50 a year overall, which I'm not paying for yet. Still haven't done the expansion pass. Gonna be doing some traveling because I finished Metroid. Don't have a Switch game I'm currently playing. I may pick up the expansion pass for travel in a couple of weeks.
I would like for you to pick it up just so we can see how buggy it is.
Yes.
We've heard things. I've seen things. But yes.
We need to try and see if they've improved it as well, because I'd be curious. Yeah. I'm going to do that. I'm going to pick it up so we can talk about it. So real quick, releases, not a whole bunch of stuff other than Final Fantasy 14 Endwalker, which got a 92 on Metacritic. So doing pretty well there. And like I said, push Square Enix to stop selling the game because they had too much congestion because the game was so popular. So many people were trying to play it, which is not the worst problem in the world to have. Hopefully they're doing some server upgrades also. They made the decision to temporarily cease sales of the expansion because of overwhelming demand. And so good on them, I suppose. So there you go. Halo Infinite, mentioned before, 87 Metacritic score, which is solid. Again, where we want to see Halo at. But otherwise, not a whole bunch of huge releases happening right now.
It's almost Christmas time, and that's exactly what we want. We know what's coming. We know what's here. We just got a lot of games to play, and I'm real happy about that. I'm very, very happy that we have so many games to play that we don't have enough time to play them all.
That is a better problem than not having good games to play.
Yes, absolutely. And so extraordinarily thankful of that. And you're going to be in my house in about 2 weeks at some point. And so we will be here giving you some sort of weird Jamie and Tommy Christmas content. I may get a Santa hat.
There you go.
And we might see if we can make an NFT out of that, because that's some high quality entertainment right there. But that's coming up. We love the holidays because it's one of the only times of year that we get to hang out. And that's coming. I'm super excited about that. Other than that, he's doing some traveling. I've got some family stuff going on, but we're still on the internet. We've got the Facebook page, lots of stuff going on over there. There's always people talking trash over there about something. It doesn't matter what the subject is. Somebody's talking about something. So if you want to get involved with the community aspect of this show, that is the place to go of all places. I can't believe the biggest part of our community is on Facebook of all.
I know.
I feel like we should have and I may have asked you this, but I feel like we should have a Reddit thread. I feel like this show needs a Reddit. So we might have to beg or plead or do something to get somebody to start that, because we're not going to. We don't ever. Yeah. but if you would like to help us start something on Reddit, we would be very interested in that. You can email us gaminguncensored@gmail.com. We will take segments. We will talk to you. We will take random book requests. We'll do all kinds of stuff. Just send us an email. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, all that good stuff. There is also the Twitter. Twitter is getting more and more interesting by the day. I am vastly entertained by the Twitter. I don't know about you, but I am vastly entertained by the Twitter. So definitely go by and check that out. Other than that, is there anything else, sir?
I think we're good.
I'm Jamie, that's Tommy, and for one more week, we are Gaming Uncensored, and we are out.
Would you like to submit a segment for the show? Send it to gaminguncensored@gmail.com. And don't worry, we'll play just about anything. Gaming Uncensored.